Hey there, wrestling fans. Welcome to another edition of All Elite Wrestling Weekly. I guess this, I don't know if this is like special edition or whatever you want to call it, but we just got through a Fight for the Fallen from Jacksonville, Florida, a special event put on by AEW for victims of gun violence in that city. It was done for a specific group called the VAAC. A big check was presented to the group at the end of the show. They raised about $150,000. Not one of like the big shows. Obviously, the next big show is All Out in Chicago. So we will run through this one. Now, my usual partner in crime here, Joe Aguinaldo, is away with his family. They've just gone off on vacation. I believe they went to sunny California. So that old fuck is going to be lying in the sun for a while. So I have brought in, how can I put this? On his way to becoming an old fuck, I guess.
Oh, I think I'm there, Mouth. I don't know.
Oh, you are?
My beard is graying. I feel as though, you know, I've shaved it all off. I got a weird mustache now. I don't know if you've seen any of that. That was my weekend, shaving off my beard and just walking around with a Bobby Roode mustache.
All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you all recognize that voice. The Commander-in-Chief, Mr. Jason Agnew. I'm keeping him up late tonight so we can run this through for you.
No, you're not. You're not keeping me up late, Mouth.
Why not?
AEW has kept me up late. It's midnight. What the fuck is going on? I can't.
Yeah.
I sat there and my mind was blown during that main event when they killed the crowd. And it is midnight, and we're just starting this. Honestly, I'm so taken aback. I expected this to be done an hour ago.
Oh, wow. Really? That early, eh?
Yeah, 11.
Technically, they did their warm-up show for 45 minutes, but the show didn't start till 8:15. I thought, I'm not surprised it went this long, Jay. I really am not.
Well, I stuck through it. I watched it.
Okay.
And I saw some varying opinions on Twitter. And I, you know, Mouth, I wish we had made the deal. Do you remember a few years ago when there was a night that both New Japan and Impact ran a pay-per-view the same night? And we made a deal where I watched Impact. I took the bullet and watched Impact. And you got to watch New Japan. And yours went so much longer that I was on the air for an hour by myself. I feel as though tonight we should have made that deal and I should have watched Evolve.
Right. Okay, well, there you go. That's just the way it works out sometimes, Jay. It's not always sugary sweet. You got to put up with some crap sometimes, too. My overall impression on this show, just before we get into the specifics of the matches and that, it really felt to me like it was definitely a filler show. It reminded me of when WCW would do Clash of the Champions, because they would have to do those shows for TBS, and they were usually used as shows to build to bigger events. And that's really what this was about tonight, kind of getting some product out there and not really, you know, not main stuff, but still furthering the storylines ahead to the big show, which comes at the end of August.
I agree with you, Mouth, but if that's the case, if it is a secondary show, then why is it 5 hours long or whatever this was tonight?
That's a good question. It did go longer, and I think, judging by the way they acted at the end, I don't know if they felt it was supposed to go this long either.
Oh, that was pure chaos at the end.
There was mass confusion. Yes, which we'll get to at the end. You know, I thought it was going to be a new angle, but it was just a check showing up. So
yeah, exactly.
It was weird, eh?
I was like, who's debuting?
Yes,
is someone coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, it's Shad Khan with the check. Okay. Well, let's get into it then. There was a warm-up. I wanted to ask you too, Jay, just before we get started, because you're the technical guy. You're always interested in the production, presentation. What did you think of this event from Daly's Place in Jacksonville and the setup and how it looked?
It was pretty clear that they had some setup challenges here. And
it's a weird-shaped room.
It is.
Like, that was the thing that kind of blew mine. I'm like, what a weird setup.
Well, it's a concert space that's beside the Jacksonville Jaguars arena or field, right? And it did look like, so we have had a couple people that were on the board that were there live tonight and basically said, yeah, it looks okay on TV, but the wrestlers, when they're playing to the hard cameras, there's not actually much crowd behind them, so they're not really playing to the crowd. So it took away from the live event. You know, there was that big wall in the background, which kind of took away from the event for me because you didn't see that much crowd when you were watching the hard camera, and I didn't really like that. I got used to it, and listen, the lighting was fine, the audio was fine, the announcer's shot was still absolutely horrible. Mouth, I'm pretty sure I saw the outline of JR's penis tonight.
Oh, I thank goodness I was not looking that closely.
That shot, without the table in front of them. I know they spin around and the table's on the other side, but when you sit, it was all guts and nuts.
Oh, there was a lot of guts. I'll give you that. I'll give you Alex Marvez, JR, we're talking guts. Yes, absolutely.
Guts and nuts is all I saw in that shot, and I'm actually surprised. And maybe it was venue challenges, but that was the one of the issues I took away from Double or Nothing, and I figured they would have corrected that, and they definitely did not. That is an awkward shot, and Marvez is back on television. That's another whole issue as well.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the commentary, I'm sure, as we go. It just seemed like a really weird, strange venue for me. That was the main thing. And we had that weird thing with the captioning during the...
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Now, for those of you that don't know, Dan Lavransky, that's your job. You're a captioner.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, obviously someone in the control or in the truck or whatever, you can flip the switch so that the captioning will actually appear for everybody, whether you want it or not, right? Mm-hmm. That's very simple to do. Some TV programs even do it all the time because of their audience. But for some reason, someone flipped the captioning on. And I'm guessing they would have done it the same way that I do my captioning for a living, is that you do it live with the special software where you repeat what the people are saying and then the software turns it into captions. Although this was like the worst captioning I've ever seen in my life. Even though it shouldn't have been on there, it was pretty bad. A lot of breakdown, a lot of glitches. So obviously they were wrestling with some technical issues as that warm-up show was going on. But I'm so happy they got rid of it because I was really worried that we were going to have to sit through the whole show with captioning like that. And it's really hard with sports and athletics because the captioning is almost always in the way. It's always covering something up. You're missing a move. You're missing a play. It's really, really tough with sporting events. So thank goodness that was all worked out and we didn't have to deal with that.
Well, I don't know about you, Mouth, but so the way I use a Chromecast, and I Chromecasted off my desktop. So I'm not necessarily going over the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And I throw it to my Chromecast from the desktop. So I got up off my couch, walked over to my desktop and was like, what the hell? And I fiddled with all the captioning settings on PR Live.
Yeah.
Then I posted up, and I was on Twitter and on our Facebook of like, is everyone else getting this captioning? And someone had said, yes, it's also on, because that feed also went to YouTube as well. The pre-show did. So everyone was saying it's on every feed that we're watching it on. So it was the master caption switch, as you were saying. But it was very confusing watching.
Exactly. It can be done. Like it was just somewhere in the truck. It took them a while to get that figured out. But thankfully, they figured it out. So we had two matches on. Was it two matches on the?
Yes, we had two.
We had the two matches on the show. We had Sonny Kiss was the first match against Peter Avalon, one of the librarians, with the other librarian with him. What's your take on the whole librarian gimmick, Jay? Because some people love it, other people hate it.
Some people love it. I'm not familiar with those people.
Because, no, you haven't run across anybody that loves it? No.
I think it's been really terrible. If anything, though, Mouth, I actually thought that when Peter Avalon came out and was getting a ton of boos, now I don't know if this is, X-Pac heat, or I guess we could say Baron Corbin heat that he's getting now, but him coming out and getting the boos and then Sonny Kiss going over here was fine. I hate the librarian stuff. I have since the very beginning. I thought everything that they've done looks very low production value, and it's a bad gimmick, and I don't even understand what it is. And I also think that Leva Bates has a lot of connection to this audience. She's a cosplayer. Just let the girl cosplay and do her thing, and she will get over. And believe me, this women's division needs some help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely, for sure. Yeah, it's just one of those ones where, to me, I thought it was kind of neat when it started, but now it seems to have just stalled. and it doesn't really, it's not really going anywhere. Like all of a sudden they're a pair. There was no real reason for them to come together as a pair. They kind of were butting heads when they first met and that. So, and now it looks like she's just his valet or something. Is she not even care? I don't know.
Other's valets is what they are. Because last time Leva Bates wrestled and
He was with her.
He was with her. So they're each other's valets. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't quite get that part of it either. But like you said, simple, cool match. I of course love seeing Sonny Kiss because I've been watching him for years in Greektown Wrestling. Yeah. So it's great to see him get the win there. And it was, I thought it was an okay for what it was. And then Dustin and Cody came out and did their promo. Did you want to go through this?
So Dustin and Cody come out, they do their promo, they talk about tonight's match, fundraising for the city of Jacksonville. I thought all that was fine. And then the second match is Bea Priestley and Shoko Nakajima, and they defeated Britt Baker and Rio here. This one got messy and sloppy.
Oh, yeah. This was not a good match. Britt Baker did not look good in this match at all. I thought she was really the weak link in the match. Every time she was out there, I thought she didn't seem to know what she was doing. I thought she seemed lost in a lot of it. Really, the stars of the match were Nakajima and Rio, really. It would have almost been better if those two had just had a singles match against each other. And Bea Priestley, this is kind of my first seeing her. She really, look-wise, she totally reminds me of Chyna.
Mm-hmm.
But, the doctor kind of got confused, tried to tag her wrong partner.
She did.
At one point. It was kind of sloppy. I mean, the fans did seem to be into it, but.
Well, you also got to consider, they're excited to be at the event. It's only the second match in. And the further you get into a card, the more challenging it is to get the fans on your side, especially when you're in Jacksonville. And apparently the heat was insane there tonight.
Yes, they kept bringing that up, yeah.
So, you're fighting the challenge of all of these people sitting, sweating, and being tired. And it is very late. I think they're in our same time zone, so it's coming up. It was coming up to midnight towards the end of the card for them as well. So there's a lot of factors that AEW was fighting against. I don't necessarily know why they selected this particular match. I mean, if you want the women's division represented on your pre-show, you want to put experienced workers in there. And I do think that that's a bit of a problem with AEW right now. They don't have them.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, I think if it had just been Nakajima against Rio on their own, I think it would have been a much better match. I just felt that like Britt Baker and Priestley were kind of out of their league, and they just didn't seem to fit in with the other two, I didn't think.
From there, we went to an interview with Kip Sabian. The interviewer, kind of awkward in her interaction. I don't mind this backstage interviewer, but awkward interaction with Sabian. They didn't have a good dynamic together, I found.
Right.
And Sabian does a promo about he's being overlooked in the match and warns Hangman Page that he needs to be taken seriously. As plain and as by the book this promo was, I thought it was okay. It wasn't crazy. I thought it worked for him.
And yes.
I thought he made all of the valid points that pertain to the situation and the angle that he was involved in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in terms of that, I thought it was a good promo as well. And now, I will say this, at least at this point, this opening warm-up, all buy-in, whatever they want to call it, was much better than the last one.
Yes, I think anything we've seen, this is the best. I mean, it's not saying much to say it's the best pre-show that they've put out,
but
it was. I agree with you.
And it was only 45 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really what it should be. Like, make it a half hour, 45 minutes. I really don't understand why you need more than that. I mean, listen, less is more, people.
Yes,
I say it over and over again. And I really think that as AEW tries to buck the trends of WWE and what they're doing, then less is more should be something that they
should
actually
shoot for.
Consider and shoot for. And we really did not get that tonight. And listen, I know I go off on all the shows I do about how long everything is, but it's a matter of how long everything is and how much wrestling content there is out there. And if you want me to pick and choose, well, picking and choosing an event that's going to drag me to midnight on a Saturday, I don't want that, all of that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and again, when it's not one of your major shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
it's not,
that's it.
This is not one of the major shows. This should have been 2 hours, 3 hours tops, right? Right? Okay, so.
When we go to All Out, yeah, okay, if it's midnight and All Out's just finishing, I get it. That's a huge, that's their WrestleMania.
It's one of them, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be one of their corner shows of the year, right? Exactly.
So now we're into the main show.
Yes,
you know what?
We're into the main show here.
Mouth, we're into the main show, and that means this one up on the public feed. If you want to hear us review the main show, then become a patron. Patreon.com/SNMEradio, and our entire review is coming up. So patrons, you just keep listening. Everybody else, hop on the patron and get the rest of the show.